I like owls. I was just...
Back to you.
Forrest Gump. I was just thinking, wasn't there a story about it? Oh, I know what it was. I saw a story about an owl getting, you know how you drive, and bugs get stuck in your grill?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
An owl got stuck in somebody's grill.
I thought you were going to say an owl got bugs stuck in its beak. They fly very fast. Somebody got an owl stuck in their grill?
Somebody got an owl stuck in their grill.
You go to prison for that.
Can you? You do?
They're endangered.
Well, like you could help it. No kidding.
You didn't swerve out of the way.
Can you imagine getting an owl? You get there, and what do? I had a bird in my grill once.
Okay. Whenever somebody says in their grill, I imagine that something is right up in their face. And I blame Lil Jon for that. Like, I feel like that's his fault now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if somebody says up in my grill, I don't assume that you're talking about your car grill. Or you're not on your patio cooking burgers. No, you're talking about your teeth and your face. Why are you up in my grill?
I had an owl in my grill.
Yeah. It's like, no, you didn't. What other things like that are ruined?
Did you pull it out? Did you pull it out? I mean, owls are big.
I'm guessing it wasn't a giant owl.
And then if you twist it, it's just going to go around in circles.
Its head spins all the way around. Right. You have like the phantom screw.
Like a corkscrew,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're twisting.
Can't get it out. It's like stupid wine bottle openers.
It's like, this thing is never going to come out of here.
Uh-huh.
It's all up in my grill. And then you tell four of your friends, and they're like, what do you mean? Did it want to fight you? And you're like, no, in my car.
I don't know how it would get stuck. Like, I feel like you could hit an owl, but I don't know how it would get stuck in the grill of your car.
Maybe the beak is super sharp and it sticks in.
But how is an owl flying like Superman? Right?
Well, what do you mean flying like Superman?
It would have to be flying like this.
like they have wings.
Face first.
Well, right? Yeah, they don't fly backwards. They're always flying face first.
Never mind.
Okay, back to you. That's great. And then the owl was flying face first, so it went into my car. I couldn't help it. Why is it that?
Here's why I'm thinking. Okay, I'm not really that dense. Here's why I'm thinking that.
You
because
are that
I am a little bit. Because I've never seen an owl fly.
You've never seen an owl fly.
Well, no.
Okay, bucket list.
I only have ever seen an owl sitting there. So I was thinking of it.
You've never seen an owl fly. You've only seen an owl sitting there. Sitting where? Where is this owl? Like, clap your hands and it will fly away, right?
I've never seen that. I've only ever seen an owl just sitting like on a branch.
Which branch, though?
In a zoo.
How did you
I've never seen an owl in real
you've
life.
You've never seen a real owl?
No, have you?
Yes.
Where? In my backyard.
In my backyard.
Who sees owls in their backyard?
7708957. Haven't you ever been camping and you hear the whoo?
Yes, but I don't see them. I hear them.
Well, look up.
That was
look away from the fire and your friends. Look into the trees.
Who's this on the phone?
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Heather, have you ever seen an owl?
Yes, I've seen an owl. Actually, I saw the story on the news.
Okay.
Oh, how did it get stuck in there? How was it flying face first?
I don't know that it got stuck in there when she was driving.
Wait, hold on.
It was inside of the grill. Like, she had to have, like, animal services come and take it out.
Oh, like
and it was a giant-ass owl, too.
Really?
There's a giant-ass owl just living in her grill? I've heard of the great horned owl, but giant-ass, that must be even more rare.
Probably. No, it was a really big bird.
Okay, so it while
and
her car...
I didn't see the beginning of the story. I saw, like, them taking the owl out of the grill. But it was, like, a big owl.
It had to have been pretty upset. Like, I don't want to leave there.
Was it alive?
It was alive. It was just hanging out.
Okay.
Okay, because the way Connie told me the story just a few minutes ago, it sounded like the person was driving.
That's what I thought.
And an owl flew into the grill.
No, it was on the other side of the grill. It was actually on the inside of, like, the engine, you know, like cats do sometimes.
Yeah, that is not good.
It was a big bird, though. Like, it was really weird because they showed some pictures of it, well, they weren't pictures. It was like film, but
right.
Like looking out through the grill.
Oh my gosh! No, it didn't. I am googling this right now. Owl in grill.
Oh well, Heather, I'm glad to know that. Okay, now we know the full story. I thought it was flying.
I mean, that's not the full story. I don't know
how it got there. It was probably warm. Maybe it's cold. Where was this? Do you remember what state it was in?
I have no idea. I was like on my way out the door or something, and I stopped.
Okay.
And I was like,
Florida.
Florida.
There's an owl in that car.
I have a friend in Florida who said it was very cold the other day. Maybe the owl was just trying to get warm.
Wait, now hold on, because this one says it was a close call an owl after getting hit by an SUV in Florida.
Oh, so it did get hit.
Well, hold on.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you,
Connie? Good, darling. What'd you want to say?
Connie and Amy, you talk. I'll read more about this owl in a grill.
You learn about it. Amy, what'd you want to say?
Well, one night I was driving through my neighborhood. I live in a subdivision. Mm-hmm. And I'm approaching an intersection, and I heard this thud, like, on the side of my vehicle. And I'm like, well, what was that? And I look in my rearview mirror, and because it's an intersection, there was a light there, just a street light. And there's something laying in the road. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. So I turn around and I go back, and it's an owl.
Oh.
An owl had hit me.
Wow. Now, was it the very rare big-ass owl?
No, it was actually rather small and kind of cute. I picked it up, and I put it over in the grass.
Oh, no. Was it dead?
You know, I don't know, because I went back the next day because my daughter's science teacher had some interest in it because, you know, maybe get it stuffed, keep it in the classroom.
Right.
And it was gone.
Oh.
I don't know if it was just stunned and it flew away after that or if another animal got it.
Okay.
I don't know. Right.
That does happen, like with patio doors. Sometimes a robin will fly in, and sometimes they're stunned, but sometimes their beak goes through their head and then they're dead.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's happened.
Hey, Amy, let me ask you this. Other than in a zoo or someplace where people keep owls,
she just hit an owl.
Shh.
Damn it.
Other than that owl.
I did not hit an owl.
It hit you.
Sitting outside or when you're camping, have you ever seen an owl?
Actually, yes.
Boo.
Near my neighborhood, too.
Where do you live? I want to move where you are.
Owl City.
In Hudsonville.
Okay. So lots of owls there.
We were at a bonfire and friends whose house it was, they had owls in their tree, and there were babies. And when it got to be close to dusk, the little came out and sat on the branches. And so got to see the little whole family there.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
Yeah,
I want to see a baby owl.
I know. They were adorable. I mean, they made these cute little noises, and it was kind of cool.
What kind of noise?
What did they sound like?
I don't remember. It's been a little while.
Was it like
meep? Or like
yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
That's how I would picture a baby owl talking. I have an update on this story. Okay. Sony Williams was driving 60 miles an hour down the Florida Turnpike when she realized she hit something. Little did she know, the owl had survived the hit and slipped through the grill.
Oh.
It went into it, but it is alive.
How wide is her grill?
She found it the next day, which is why the news story shows it inside the grill and the car is stopped. She found it the next day, and here's the quote. I said, yes, what is it? It's an owl. And I said, an owl? And they said, yes. That right there is her quote from the story. I said, what is it? They said, an owl. I said, an owl? They said, yes. That is some hard-hitting reporting right there.
That is hard-hitting news right there.
We'll throw this video of the owl stuck in the truck grill up at ConnieandCurtis.com.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi. What'd you want to say?
Ann, we're talking endangered animals we've killed with our cars. What do you have for us?
Well, I have almost hit an owl while driving, but
oh my gosh.
I was going to say, if Connie would like to see owls in action, flying and killing their easy pickoff chicken prey, she can come to my house any summer night and watch that.
You're kidding. Okay, so where do you live?
We live in Grand Rapids here.
Okay.
You have like chickens, longer. And the owls come and eat your chickens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they will actually go. If you forget to shut the door on the coop, they will crawl right into the chicken coop.
Wow.
And eat the chickens in the chicken coop, yeah.
That's horrible.
Are the chickens freaking out, or are they dumb? Like, they don't realize what's going on?
No, you'll hear, like, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, you'll hear a tussle, and the dog will start barking, and you go out there, and, you know, scare it off. You can see them fly.
You got owls in the chicken coop.
How come I have never seen an owl, like, in a yard?
I have no idea. You just must not be looking.
I must not. I need to look up more.
Yes, you're always looking at the ground.
Yes.
Owls are up.
Horizon.
Yep, owls are up.
Or maybe you have night blindness. I don't know.
I got the night blindness.
Hold on. Do you have the night blindness?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Amanda, turn the lights off here in the studio for us. One second. Okay, the lights are going off.
I'm positive. Oh, where are you guys?
We're here.
Where are you?
See, she has the night blindness.
No, my eyes are fine. I can see at night. What? I hear them. I guess I never think about going and looking for them.
Okay.
Yeah, once you hear them, if you look, you'll see them.
Connie's very observant.
Thanks, Ann.
There you go. You just got to look.
All you got to do is look. That's all you got to do.
We're talking endangered animals that you've killed with your car. 7708-957.
This is our sales guy, Phil. Hi, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I heard you had an owl in your house.
Not my house, but my neighbor's house.
What? How did an owl get in their house?
Yeah, well, they didn't have a chimney cap on their chimney, and apparently their flue was open.
Oh.
And an owl, and they were gone, and an owl went down into their through their chimney into their house and set off their alarm system.
Oh, my gosh.
And so their son-in-law went over to see what was going on, and he's walking through the house. All of a sudden, this giant owl goes swooping right over his head.
Wow.
And he said it scared him. I mean, he had done a fair amount of damage to the house because they've got these really sharp talons. And he had to call animal shelter, and they ended up capturing him and then releasing him.
Oh, my gosh. How bad would you freak out?
No kidding.
Oh, seriously. That's...
You don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, something flies over your head.
No kidding. Great lesson
in your grill.
Great lesson there, though, Phil. Thank you. You cannot tame an owl.
You can't tame an owl.
They won't go in your house.
I see them all the time. They come out at dusk. You hear them. We have screech owls in our neighborhood. And all you
this
have
is crap.
Well,
Phil, I want to start seeing owls.
Phil is taller than you, though, Connie. So maybe there's a chance that...
You know what? I bet it is.
That's true.
Phil, do you have a lot of trees? Because I don't have... I've never
lived... A lot
lived.
Of trees.
Okay,
a
see?
A lot of trees.
I don't ever purchase homes. I always end up buying homes that are in like places that used to be a cornfield like 5 years ago. So they don't have trees.
Now...
That's why, I bet.
I have to beg to differ, though. Your last house...
Oh, I did have...
You had a million trees.
And that was a condo, and it was off to one side. It was like 10 feet of trees.
But there were owls in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I heard them.
And you typically don't see them in major metropolitan areas either.
But there were also coyotes, and I wasn't going to go looking for owls because of coyotes.
Right.
I'm not dumb.
You might be.
When my kids were younger, we said, let's go owling. And at dusk, we'd go out, and we'd hear them all over the place, and we'd see them every now and then.
Let's go owling.
I want to go, let's go owling. I want to go owling.
Let's go owling.
Maybe we should do an owl trip.
Yes.
Phil,
do you have any clients that you can think of that we can align with for this? Why don't you get at it?
No.
Phil. Well, thanks for calling, Phil.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Have a good day. That's Phil, one of our sales guys.
Okay, so we should go owling.
We
can do that. It has to be at dusk, and you'll have to look up instead of looking down.
Okay. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
What's up, babe?
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know that owls are not the only ones that will attack your vehicle.
Uh-oh.
What else? What
attacks
your vehicle?
Who attacks your vehicle?
I don't know what kind of bird it is, but I know they're extremely dumb and they hate windshields.
Turkeys.
What?
Those are turkeys.
Oh.
It wasn't a turkey. It's I want to say it's a raven. It's just one of those great big blackbirds.
Okay. Well, that's that Edgar Allan Poe story where it ends with the raven flying into the guy's car.
Ew.
Yeah, well, I've hit 5 of them.
What? What?
Yes, okay. No joke. No joke.
All right, you're
a
serial killer.
Past your van. I'm not.
You are. Once you get 3.
Birds.
What?
I was driving southbound on 127 from Houghton Lake with a 15-passenger van, and all of a sudden I just heard this huge boom. And one of the guys I had in the van with me was like, dude, that bird totally just hit you.
So did it hit you head on?
It did. It hit like right in the dead center of my windshield. I peed a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, I would too.
How do you clean that off?
Tony.
Make the other guy get out and squeeze you?
Absolutely.
No kidding, because windshield wipers ain't going to cut it.
I mean,
I've
had bugs that won't come off. You ever get like a dragonfly?
Yes.
Imagine a raven.
Honestly, it didn't leave a whole lot of mess. It's just like this big grease skid up the windshield.
Oh, sick. Oh.